Adam Maguire has the business news.
Thanks, Gavin. Three quarters of employers expect the need to retain staff to be a major driver of pay rises in the coming year. That's according to a survey by professional development body CIPD Ireland and Industrial Relations News. The survey found that 72% of employers had increased pay in the past year. Just over half were planning pay rises for the year ahead. Mary Connington is director of CIPD Ireland. She joins me on the line now. Mary, just how much pressure are firms feeling at the moment to raise pay?
Good morning, Adam. There certainly has been pressure on companies to deal with skill shortages and staff retention, and we have seen that they have responded by pay increases. We found that, in fact, many employers paid more than they had intended to pay in response to the current environment.
Now, your survey says 72% raised pay in the past year, half planning pay rises for the year ahead. Given the rising costs that businesses are facing elsewhere, can they actually afford to do that?
Well, it's interesting that this has come through, that so many want to give that pay increase next year, but it does depend on performance and profit. So it's not a guarantee, but profitability of the company and performance of individuals will be an important part in that decision making in terms of what people can pay. They're expecting to pay a base pay increase of 3.5% over the next 12 months. So that's what our survey found, which will not meet the level of inflation, but will go some way to meeting the increase in costs of employees.
Now, the survey was conducted before the budget was announced. Do you think the measures it contained might see some firms abandon pay rise plans altogether?
I don't think so. I think the budget had a range of measures, and what we're hearing is that it's easing the pressures a little bit in terms of what employees are getting. But I think it's also about how can employers use some of the tax breaks that are there. So, for example, we found that over 50% had paid tax-free vouchers in the past. And now that that amount has doubled, both for 2022 and 2023, there's an opportunity to use that kind of mechanism. We did find that very few were taking up the e-working, remote working allowance, so potentially more companies might use that tax break as well.
Yeah, you said 9% of firms using that remote working allowance. Were you surprised that it was so low?
We've never seen it much higher than that. It's always been around that figure. I think the administration around it is awkward, and also companies have to watch that they're not paying a benefit to employees who have the benefit of working from home and others who aren't on site. And also what the government have done in terms of bringing in the increased tax breaks for home costs will also go alleviate that in some way.
Your survey says firms, besides your straightforward pay rise, are also getting creative in their attempts to reward and retain staff. What exactly does that mean?
Well, we're seeing more progressive policies come in place, more family-friendly policies. Certainly, flexible and hybrid working is certainly there to try to attract and retain employees. Also, interestingly, we saw an increase in the number of companies who were willing to make a counteroffer to an employee who said that they were going to leave. So that's a response that we didn't see at that level previously.
Mary Connington, Director of CIPD Ireland, thank you very much for that.